I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlifers sources report, you know, the 2020 spring trout stocking is underway, even though we are in the grips of winter. Okay, maybe not the grips, but it is January, and the fishing's been good. We'll talk about it coming up after this. Typically, January and February are difficult months for the DNR hatchery staff just because the weather is so unpredictable. It impacts their ability to get some of the state's waters stocked. So far, though, in 2020, it's not been nearly as big an issue as it normally has been.
When we get good weather, you know, we like to try to get those stockings out there for the anglers because you never know when it is January. So obviously, the warm weather is not going to last. So you never know when you're going to get bad road conditions that just makes it unsafe to stock. So when there's good road conditions and good weather, we try to get those January stockings completed the best we can. And the water temperature will definitely turn the bite on over the next, you know, the past few days here. I think ice has melted off of most lakes. So the fishing's on.
That's Jim Hedrick, who heads up the hatchery programs at DNR. What anglers might find when they start catching some trout this year is they're a little smaller than we've become accustomed to, and Jim explains why that happened.
This year, at several of the facilities, we had a hard time getting growth due to the drought in the fall. Weren't able to feed fish at the rate we needed to get the growth on them. So at several of the facilities, the fish are a little bit smaller than what they have been last year. Or last couple years, but everyone's kind of got spoiled the last couple years. By the end of the season, a lot of places, our average size stock fish was 14 to 16 inches, and that was well above average.
This year, the DNR is going to launch a multi-year effort to refurbish the state's hatcheries, starting at Bowden. Hedrick explains they've laid out a plan that they hope will keep it from negatively impacting the stocking as the work goes on.
Well, the way we were coordinating the hatchery upgrades, we were really trying to prevent that from impacting the stocking. We were taking and we're going to upgrade one of the facilities, try to add on to that facility to then compensate for other facilities that may need to come offline or part of a facility offline for repairs. So,
as usual, you can get the daily trout stocking information online at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.